Anyway, I'm Janine van der Post, and I'm the News 24 Motoring Editor. Today in studio with us, we have MotoGP star Brad Binder. Welcome, Brad. Thanks for making some time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Tell me, 2025 is going to be something else for you this year because you're starting the season as a dad-to-be. And I think everybody wants to know, is Little Princess going to change your mindset when you get on the jackets here?
Well, for sure, that's one of the big things coming up for me in the near future. However, I don't think it's going to affect my results at all. Definitely probably affect my sleep, though. So, I mean, on one hand, I'm super excited, for sure. And, I think it's going to be cool.
I think we're all as excited as what you and Courtney are. And it's obviously something you guys have spoken about long ago with you being on the track. And I think Courtney, along with your family, is probably your biggest fan and biggest supporter. But I mean, do you think you're going to want to be at home with the objects? Would you be able to do that, to be with your family?
Well, I think for me, I've got a real unique situation because I feel like it would be quite easy to separate the two worlds completely because whenever I'm racing and working, I'm away. So I travel away, I fly somewhere, stay in hotels and whatnot. And when I'm at home, I'm only at home.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I think is really cool. And one perk of the job, I would say. But for sure, life's going to change. And I'm excited for it, though. I think it's going to be a cool next step of my life, for sure.
Yeah, but we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Tell me, obviously everyone is concerned about the KTM dilemma and the self-administration, but I also know that you guys are so hardworking at KTM and it's probably business as usual. Does it affect things or is it definitely just going to be business as usual?
Well, from my side, especially in the racing departments, it is definitely 100% racing. Racing carries on and everything is continuing as normal. For sure, I think the bosses have had a busy few weeks, for sure, or a busy few months. However, I feel like they've done such an incredible job managing this whole situation. And I think our bosses are really massive in the business world, so they know exactly what they're doing.
And I'm
super happy to say they seem to have it all under control.
It seems so. And also the other exciting thing is that you have a new teammate with Pedro Acosta, and I mean, he's made headlines last year. He's an incredible racer. What do you think he's going to bring to the team as your new teammate?
Well, it is like he's my new teammate and it isn't at the same time, because obviously Gas and KTM is one.
Yes.
It's exactly the same motorbike and okay, it looks like two teams, but it's all under one roof. So we do all of our debriefs together. We do all the meetings together. Everything it's one unit.
Yeah.
So for me, nothing will really change at all. Of course, he's stepping over from the red bike to the blue and orange, but, for sure, Pedro is incredibly talented. He's brought a whole new swing to MotoGP. So, I'm really excited for this season. I think he'll make my life a bit difficult for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty confident I can keep it under control.
I'm glad. I know that you're very focused. You see it on the grid before the day starts, but yet you always have a smile on your face. How do you getting to the space before it is?
For me, it's funny because I think from already the Monday before the race, you start to think about the weekend, start to prepare everything. You know, from Wednesday when you arrive at the track, going to start the work with your crew.
Yeah.
Thursday, wake up, go cycling around the track, and then, you know, do all the important stuff, and then media in the afternoon. So it's like the whole weekend has a flow to it. And I feel like it all just builds up to that, obviously, once you cross the checkered flag on Sunday. So for me, I have the same routine, same situation almost every weekend.
Yeah.
And for me, it's great to just stick to what I know, because if I keep the same program, do the same thing at the same time, it's like it's just another race at another circuit every other weekend. So but the preparation and the whole mindset behind it stays exactly the same.
I know a lot of racers have said, or riders have said, that you're probably one of the nicest guys on the track. Who would you say is one of the nicest riders on the grid?
Well, I think some might say I'm quite a nice guy off the track. I don't know if they would agree on the track, but you know, I think for me, one of my best mates in the paddock, of course, is Jack Miller, my teammate from last year. Yeah. So he's moved to Yamaha this year, but he lives like 500 meters from me in Andorra, so just down the road. So it's always cool because I get to spend a lot of time with him in between the races as well. So I'd say he's probably one of the nicest guys in the paddock.
Okay. And tell me, I know Aki Ayo is also coming back. What does that mean for you and for the team?
Well, Aki was obviously he's the owner of the Moto 3 and Moto 2 KTM project. So I have a really good relationship with Aki.
Yes.
He pretty much really elevated my entire career. I felt like when I stepped into his team, I was a real rookie. Yeah. And as I went along, I learned so much, especially in the first year. And he really helped mold who I am today, and especially as a rider. So I'm really excited to have Aki back as our team manager. You know, he's a very simple guy. He has a zero tolerance for nonsense. Yeah. And I'm excited to work with him again.
We're very excited for that too. And tell me, you've been so consistent. I know you had a very difficult year last year. And the beginning of the year seemed like you have the most amazing bike. We're going to see great results the rest of the year. But it was very difficult for you. But yet you still managed to keep your fifth place in the standings. And that was awesome. I know that you guys developed the bike for speed and that the front end was always your biggest issue. Do you think that the guys can get that right this year? Find that balance between having the pace and then also just starting to keep your bike.
Yeah, look, I mean, for me as a rider, it was very clear from the first test that we needed something else. Yeah. Not something else, we needed a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Just purely like we just were missing a couple tenths per second a lap. 2-3 tenths was all it is. But unfortunately, over 20 whatever laps, you're not really in the fight anymore. So it was super clear from the first test that we needed something for sure. And we're fortunate that in Qatar, our rivals had some issues that we never had. So it made things look really good. And we were finished second in both races early on. Shortly after that, we had a decent race as well in Portimao, finished fourth. So that was okay. And then I broke my foot in the week off. Mm. And it was a couple of races where I really struggled with that. So that didn't feel good, having to race a bike after you bust a little bone in your foot a week before doesn't feel too good. But it was a year full of challenges. Honestly, like you said, you know, we all at KTM had some issues trying to keep the front end up. Michelin brought us a tire that had a lot more rear grip. Yeah. And what that turned into for us was a bit of an imbalance between the rear and the front. So the front kept slipping out whenever we would push or try to go a little bit faster. And it caused a hell of a lot of crashes. And it was so difficult to understand how to balance that because it didn't give you any warning. So, you know, the amount of points you throw away each time you land in the gravel is ridiculous. Mm. And it's okay to do once or twice a year because it's motorsports, everyone makes mistakes. But when it's 5, 6, 7 times, you start to realize, okay, we really need to change something.
Still, with all of that said, you still managed to stay in the top 10 with most races, except for the ones where you crashed out. And I think your consistency is just so admirable. And you're always giving 150%. The Ducatis, though, have always just seemed a step ahead in terms of pace and so forth. Do you think that the guys will be able to close that gap a little bit this year in terms of pace?
Of course, that's our goal. I mean, if we look back to 2023, the difference was minute. It was super small. And it showed in the results, you know, we could fight for podiums almost every single weekend.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I only won a couple sprints that year, but no main races. But yeah, 2024, we never really made a step. We were slightly better than we were the previous year, where the other guys really made a jump.
Yeah.
So that it left us a little bit behind the game, and we're trying to play catch up. So at the same time, as much as we were really just fighting to try and get everything out of it, I think we're taking trips over weekends in different directions, trying different things, and it just made our lives a lot more difficult. So we really got to learn from 2024, and into 2025 now, I believe we can take all that we learned and all the new things that the teams are preparing at the moment and really try and focus on fighting for the top three week in and week out.
Yeah. I hope that this year's race is going to be as exciting as last year, because we literally didn't know who was going to be in front. Was it going to be Georgie Martin or was it going to be Pico? What were your thoughts like between the two of them? Like, who did you think was going to take it?
Honestly, I couldn't care less because I wasn't involved. So, yeah, I think regardless which one of them won the championship, it didn't change my life. So, yeah, of course, it was really cool to watch and all of that. But I hope to be involved next time.
Yeah, no, I still. Tell me, I see you're not wearing your KTM cap today, and I've spotted a little green square on your helmet. Do you want to show me and tell us about it?
So, yeah, I'm very grateful that for this 2025 season and the future, we've got a partnership with Checker 6060 ongoing. So, yeah, it's really an honor to be carrying their colors, and I'm really excited for what we can do in the future.
I think we're really all excited when we see that the SA flag on your helmet. Is that design going to change this year?
Well, not too sure, to be quite honest with you. I know that this is definitely the design at the for the season opener and the first few. However, there's always sometimes things change a little bit as the season goes on, just depending. And yeah, but I would imagine it would be much of what you're seeing right now.
Okay. How often are you allowed to change your helmet? Is that?
I think with HJC, you can pretty much do a different one every weekend if you'd like to. So. Yeah, to be honest, I don't get too involved in the colors and stuff. I give them some instructions of what I would like and they go mad, and I just sign it off at the end. So
okay, that's lekker. And tell me, when you are at home, what do you do for fun? What is being on holiday for you?
Well, for me, being on holiday, well, it's a little bit two parts, because when I first get home, I try to do everything I haven't done for the entire year. So yeah, I hang out with my friends, you know, go do anything I feel like.
Yeah.
Honestly, I try not to have a schedule, do whatever I want to. And then from the middle of December is normally when I start my training again.
Yeah.
And then my coaches put my training programs forward. And obviously then that covers most of my day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course, I'm not too strict on it then, where I'm still a lot more flexible with times and stuff and go do things in between. But especially during a season, like, it's so important to train, rest properly, eat properly, all of that stuff. So it's cool just to be able to float around and do whatever you like.
Yeah. I know that South Africa is your biggest fan base, but you have a big following around the world. But I think being an ambassador for the Checkers brand also has just inspired a lot more little boys on bikes and girls. Can you live a normal lifestyle, or has, like, your popularity just exceeded things and started making things difficult?
To be honest, the last few years I've seen it a lot that my popularity, or whatever you want to call it, in South Africa has definitely grown.
Yes.
And it's amazing to see how many people really enjoy MotoGP as much as I do.
Yeah.
So, I think my partnership with Checkers 6060 has taken it to a whole nother level, to be quite honest. Like it's your person sitting behind the till is like, hey, what's going on? Or when they're filling up your car, they're like, hey, you're the Checker 6060 guy. I'm like, yeah. So it's definitely opened up a whole nother fan base. So
Yeah.
it's super cool.
No, that's great. I know that we're definitely going to be rooting for you to see you on the podium a lot more this year, but we wish you all the best and all the best to you and Courtney with the arrival of your little girl.
Thank you.
But yeah, you've got a lot of fans here and we're cheering support.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time. That's it. Thanks for today.
Cool.